This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Richard Allen, patient's last name Allen, first name Richard, date of birth is 9/9/59, date of visit 1/10/23. This is a 63-year-old pleasant Caucasian male patient with here to discuss lab results, period. He is also complaining of bagginess around both eyes, period. He also states that he has redness in mostly in the right eye, but sometimes in the left also, period. He also admits to runny nose, which is a constant wetness in his nose, period. He does not take any antihistamines over the counter or prescription antihistamines, period. Past medical history, he had a history of depression and was on Wellbutrin at one time, period. Apparently, he is off all medications and he's doing well, period. He states that he thinks he may have borderline hypertension and diabetes, and he has tried to follow a diet and exercise and get both under control, period. This patient apparently re-established with Dr. Dave about a month ago, period. Review of her, the chart shows that patient had not seen her in a year and a half and then restarted again last month, period. He did have fasting labs, non-fasting labs done, which shows that his CMP shows a random blood sugar of 106, and the lipids show a LDL of 106 also. His CBC shows his hemoglobin, hematocrit, and platelet were hemoglobin was normal, hematocrit is high normal at 45.2, platelets was normal at 246,000. The eosinophil count surprisingly is normal at 1.2%. TSH was normal, PSA is normal at 0.65. Vital signs, he weighed in at 180 pounds. Blood pressure was 148/64. Rechecked blood pressure was 150/70. Pulse 86 per minute. Pulse ox 98%. Temperature 97.5. BMI 25. On examination, patient is in no acute distress. Head normocephalic. ENT, no evidence of an acute infection. Neck, a supple, no lymphedematy, thyromegaly, JVP not distended, lungs. Breath sounds appear distant and occasional harsh breath sounds heard. Heart S1 and S2 heard with regular sense rhythm, extremities, no edema. Skin, there is some bagginess under both eyes. I don't see any conjunctival injection at this time. Assessment, allergies. Next diagnosis, dyslipidemia. Next, systolic hypertension. Next is tobacco dependence syndrome, period. Plan. I did ask him to get his flu vaccine and pneumonia vaccine at the pharmacy. We were out at the office. I did also order a chest x-ray and at Bryan Radiology Associates. I also ordered a office PFT, period. I think this patient is a good candidate for low-dose CT of the chest if approved by his insurance, period. He is a 40-plus year, 140-pack history of smoking, period. He claims that his blood pressure always goes up when he comes to the office here, period. Possibly white coat hypertension, period. We did recommend continuing low-fat, low-cholesterol diet to bring the LDL under control, period. At this time, I have not referred patient for cardiology since I feel that it's more of a pulmonary issue rather than a cardiology issue, period. We did discuss cessation of smoking, period. He did say that he wants to try just quitting on his own rather than trying any prescription for the smoking cessation, period. I did ask him to return to the office in 1 month to see Dr. Dave. We will call patient back with the chest x-ray and PFT report when available.